Hello, listener. I'm Tony Flynn, and I really wish that Kevin and I could open this episode of Men in Charge in Briefs as we usually do, but...
Men in Charge has been taken over by a quality captain, improbably named Gina. Oops, here she comes.
More coffee! More smoking! Kevin, you're not smoking enough.
But I don't smoke.
Strong coffee and cigarettes. I asked Chat Orangutan what the recipe for successful comedy writing was, and that's what it said. Plus, of course, long hours and no recognition.
But the comedy of Men in Charge can't be forced out at the crack of a whip.
A whip? Good idea. I'm adding that to tomorrow's shopping list at the Navy surplus store. Admittedly, it's the surplus of the Navy of Uganda, a landlocked state, but beggars can't be choosers.
Please, 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 can't beggars be choosers just this once?
Look, Tony.
He's Kevin.
Look then, Tony and Kevin, if those are your real names. Part of your broken business model was asking listeners to guess the implicit question behind each sketch. I've listened to some of your work, and that's a heavy interpretive ask. Beyond that, you had to go and offer a so-called valuable prize if somebody got it right?
We thought the station would give us some of their swag.
We normally just made up the implicit question on the fly. There was no right answer.
Well, because one listener correctly guessed the implicit question on your show, you're stuck with me. I'm like your own genie in a bottle, but in reverse.
What? There's some way of making you get back in a bottle?
No, I don't grant dreams and wishes. I take them away.
All I can say, Kevin, is that the moral fiber of temporary workers has really gone downhill recently.
Okay, enough of this chatting. I need to hear that typewriter singing, Kevin. Tony, let's review those ideas I told you to come up with for new sketch series. I want to try and get 5 new series that will be totally lit, and I want to pretend like we have an impending deadline.
Okay, let me sort these into my ideas on the green cards and Kevin's ideas, which are on the light blue cards. Whoops! There go Kevin's cards.
Hey! Hey, anyone have more cigarettes? These are pretty good.
Well, Kevin's admission suggests that we talk about this sketch first, Kevin's next heart attack.
No, Tony, I told you. I've always known that when I go, I'll be among the wildebeests.
Shut up, Kevin. That's just a rip-off of Captain Kirk's line during the Yosemite camping scene of Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
Enough! Enough! I now see why nothing good gets written here. Endless prattle! Tony, give me the next 4 ideas from your green cards. Rapid fire.
Okay. A comical reboot of Flipper, but Flipper's a killer whale or orca.
No. Go again.
An ongoing segment on easiest jobs in the world. You got your coroners, your sports journalists, your weather reporter.
Already done. Go again.
A Sopranos-adjacent mob drama set in Eureka, California. There are a lot of bears, and we save money because everyone in the cast is dressed in flannel.
Definitely not. What else you got?
Well, not much. Oh, here's a light blue card. So, Kevin apparently had the idea of a country restaurant where customers get a free wig with every special chicken dinner they buy.
That's brilliant!
Thank you!
Hey, he just stole that from an episode of The Rockford File.
Tony, it doesn't matter where comic gold ideas come from. It only matters whether the original creators haven't bothered to renew their copyright. Let's go to press with special chicken and wigs, people!
First, people said that Kevin's sketches were funnier than mine. Then we found out that those people were big liars. Now this. I don't like it.
Listener, today's episode of Men in Charge in Brief starred Deborah Marlowe, Tony Flynn, and Kevin Decker. It was written by Kevin Decker. Special thanks to the... to the man who has to painstakingly explain that while his beehives don't make honey, his bees do, Brian Lindsay.